Child-directed play, which I'll call CDP for short, is one-on-one play in which the child directs the play and leads it in the way that they want. This is a great way for child and parent to bond and an opportunity for us to praise, coach, and redirect parent and child to have more enjoyable outcomes during play. Also, because most children are not going to be having the same amount of social interactions with their peers, CDP is especially helpful now to increase children's social skills. If this is something you haven't done with the family previously, make sure you take the time to explain the benefits of CDP to parent and explain what you'd like to see from them. The parent should know that during directed play, they should follow along with their child's rules about the play, even if it doesn't make sense to them. They should describe the play actions verbally on occasion. They should try to follow the game and copy the child's actions when appropriate. And they should work on praising the play throughout the experience. They should also know what not to do. Parents should be okay with not correcting the game or ending up playing independently. We start off by letting the child and parent know that child is going to get to pick something to play with from their toys, so no video games. You know your client. If there are certain things that are triggering for them to play with, try to initially select a few neutral options and have mom set them aside prior to session. Then have client pick from those neutral options. For example, Legos, blocks, Play-Doh, cars. Once the child has decided, direct child and parent to start playing. This will be an opportunity for you to really see parents' attempts at following your instructions. You can review the play at the end of the session or during your next collateral appointment, but it would be very helpful to give direct feedback as you observe as well. If a child is unwilling to participate in CDP during the session, or if a parent tells you that it went well only because they knew you were watching, suggest that they consider videotaping a few minutes of play and then sending it to you. That way, you can troubleshoot what pops up when you're not watching them.